when Lavan takes Yaakov in, Vayaged Yaakov leRachel, and Yaakov tells, Vayomer Lavan, Vayikishmoa Lavan, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. ויהי כשמוע לבן את שם יעקב בן אחותו וירוץ לקראתו. He runs to him, hugs him as we said, kisses him and brings him to his house. And then what happens? ויספר ללבן את כל הדברים האלה. What is happening now? Yaakov is telling him all those things. What things? What do you think he told him?
From your family.
And then he knows this.
His travels, how he got there.
And? Sure. Says, you know, I bought the bchora for a soup from my brother. And then I stole the blessing from him also.
He told him
that he knows the game. He also played games with his brother. Now what is Lavan answering him? Vayomer lo, look how it is written in the psukim. Vayomer lo, Lavan, Ach, atzmi u'psari ata. You are really my flesh and blood. Because after he hears all the crooked thing that Yaakov did, says, wow, you are my flesh and blood. Yes, you are my brother. You are like me. Ah. So now, listen what's going on here. Vayeshevim ochodesh yamim. For a month he's working for Lavan. And then Lavan stops and understands, one minute, something here is not 100%. ויאמר לבן ליעקב. And Lavan says to Yaakov, אחי אחי אתה, ועבדתני חינם. Now you can read it in a different ways, but we read it in a way that we'll understand. What is Lavan really saying? He says, ויאמר לבן to Yaakov. Comes to Yaakov, he says, you are my brother. You would work for me for free. We are brothers, we play the same game. I heard your stories, I understand who you are. Now, you're not going to work free for me. You will want something for it. And if we'll not put it on the table, what are you going to do to me? You're going to find a way to take it without telling me. Says, because why? He says, Achi, Achi, Ata, you are my brother.
He knows.
You know all the tricks. So tell me, what do you want as a salary? What is your wages? Because normally, you know, Lavan is not exactly a tzaddik. Now, this guy is working for free. Oh, what do you care? But he knows, if he is my brother, if he's from my family, he knows the tricks. I wouldn't work for free, and I will look for a way to take the money in it. I will steal it, I will, whatever, I will find a way. And he will also, he's very clever, this guy. So, well, let's put it on the table. Tell me. So this is your answer, why he's telling again and again Lavan is his uncle. And his mother is his sister. Because he wants to make sure that the message is being there and he's getting the idea. Yes. Okay. Any other questions?
And the other thing that bothered me was the doer, when, you know, after they have all the children and everything, and she is, Reuven gets her the
Dudaim, whatever, yes.
And then she asks for them. And it's a very strange
paragraph. It's something I have to make, we have to clarify it here in all this story. When we look at a story, sometimes we think to ourselves, one minute, it doesn't smell good, doesn't look good. All the stories with Yaakov, you know, and here we have two women. He's married somebody he doesn't want. So what would you do? If you're getting married to somebody you don't want, what would you do the next day?
Divorce.
No, not if I could get another wife. I could always use her.
But you don't want to. Why do you need another wife? Why does he need two of them? Why does he didn't think about Leah at all. He wanted Rachel.
He loved Rachel.
And now this is Leah. What would you do? Says, I don't want Leah. I want Rachel.
Yeah, but how do you embarrass her like that? I mean, you got to have Rachmanis on Leah. I mean, you can't just dump a Zay.
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah.
What would you think about Leah? Think about it for a minute. We are blaming Lavan. What, Leah is a stupid girl?
No. Oh, you mean she's coming?
She is a part of this scheme. That's a scam.
She's coming and she's...
She is a part of it. What do you mean? She deceived him.
Interesting.
You're going into my bed, not telling me that you're not Rachel.
And her sister.
We'll get to Rachel in a minute. We want to understand this strange, but Yaakov doesn't know about it.
You know how they describe her? They say, well, she has tender eyes, and Rachel is beautiful.
So another reason not to stay with her. That's what I'm asking. You see, we always seek Lavan, but it's not only Lavan. Leah is involved. She's not a stupid girl.
No.
Now, what has she got in her mind? What do you think? He doesn't want you. Why do you put yourself in this position?
But she was the firstborn.
So?
But that wasn't a good sister. Good relationship between sisters, was that?
It was an unbelievable relationship.
She deceived her sister.
Yes, but Rachel agreed with all this idea and gave her even the signs.
Yeah, but the fact,
we have to understand the story. That's why we're checking what's going on here.
Yeah, but once he stopped, the marriage was consumed.
Yeah, but you can. Yeah, but we are not Catholic. We've got no problem. If you want to get divorced, you get divorced. It's not. The thing is, what I want to make sure that at the end of this shiur, we will realize that Yaakov Avinu loves Rachel and loves Leah, and that's the reason he's with both of them. Because otherwise, he wouldn't stay with both of them. He would find the first opportunity to get rid of the one he doesn't want to be with. And nevertheless, look, who is bringing all the children? Rachel or Leah?
Leah.
So how do you explain this?
Because this is Hashem is making up for it.
And what do you think? Yaakov doesn't realize it? What do you think? That's the story behind the story. Don't think for a minute that Leah is not being loved. The Torah tells us she is not being loved. But that's not what the Torah wants for us to understand and realize that there is a special relationship between Yaakov and Rachel, and there's a different relationship between Yaakov and Leah. But still, there is a relationship. But on the Kabbalah, we have to understand that Leah is the inside, and Rachel, if I remember right, and Rachel is the outside, which is also starting to... 1 minute. So Leah is the tzaddikah, and Rachel is less tzaddikah than Leah because she is the symbol of the inner, of the spiritual side, and Rachel is the sign of the physical side, the outside side. But this is Kabbalah. The idea is to understand that we needed Rachel and Leah and Yaakov. And when we are calling to our mother, who do you call with? Now we are Shevet Yehuda, most of us. And who is the mother of Yehuda?
Leah.
Leah.
Yeah.
And who? So how do we call Mama Rachel? She's not our mother. But she is our mother. Why is she waiting for us? I'm saying that we have to understand, realize this story. It's not so simple as it looks. Because that's exactly the idea. When we're talking about Rachel and Leah and Yaakov, we're talking about saints. We have to realize it. And all the story that is here is only the outside of the inner side story, of the deeper story that is involved here. Leah is bringing 6 children, 6 tribes. Rachel only 2, and in the second one she dies. And who is waiting for all the children? Leah? Rachel. This is a bond. This is the idea of being one. This is the idea of understanding, I have a mission, you have a mission, I have a job, you have a job, but together it's one job. If each one of us will do his part, we will get to the right place where we should be.
Could Rachel have been too young to produce children when he wanted to get married to her?
No.
No.
She's asking, so we see that she's asking Yaakov, why don't you pray for me to have children? If you're not giving me children, I'm going to die. Yeah. Why is she saying
it? She said she was a shepherdess, so she had to be
old. She had to be strong and old enough. It's also another thing when we talk about ages in the Bible. I explained to you also a few times. It's not always
age
as we understand it. It's the mentality of the age. Mm-hmm. It's the purity. It's the innocent. That's what it is about.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting parsha, really full with a lot of unbelievable things. Very interesting. There are a lot of things to talk about. It's the Brit that Yaakov and Lavan are doing. It's the way Lavan is trying to con Yaakov, not successfully. It's the way God is telling Yaakov, go back home, but he doesn't go directly home. He calls his wives and gives them a motivation conversation, and which is very strange. God tells you to go. Well, you're starting. No, your father did like this and did like that, and also the answer. There's a lot of interesting things in the parsha. It's a very important parsha. All the parshas are important.
But she, with the Dudaim.
Yes.
So she is Rachel for the Dudaim.
Dudaim, yes.
Dudaim, and then Leah says to her, "Was your taking my husband insignificant?" Or in Hebrew it says, "Lo hamaat." She wasn't being very nice to her.
Yeah, but because you see, Rachel was the main wife of Yaakov because he wanted to marry her, he worked for her. Leah was in this case second. She had a job, as I said before, but we have to understand the relationship. When Yaakov has to be with Leah, he's with Leah. But all the other time is with Rachel. Because Rachel is really his wife. Leah is also his wife, but in a different perspective, as we said before. So she takes those Dudaim. So Leah is coming to her and says, "What, not enough that all the time you're with Yaakov, you also want this?" So Rachel says, "You know what? No problem. You can have him tonight." And it cost her what she did. Because why did it cost her? Because to be, how do you say, lezalzel, how do you say, to not to have enough honor to be with Yaakov. It's like, okay, so you take Yaakov. How do you do a thing like this? Like, what? Yaakov is your husband. Yaakov is Yaakov Avinu. What, just like this you give him to Leah, your sister? So you're going to pay for it. If you want Leah to be with Yaakov, that's what's going to happen. So at the end in Marat HaMachpelah, who is buried?
Leah
with Yaakov. And Rachel is not there because one of the reasons is this thing that happened now.
But she's prepared to just
give She's prepared just to give him up. Just like this.
Maybe she didn't like him as much as he did.
As you say. Or she didn't like, or she loved her sister, whatever it is. Rachel did things that when we look at it, it sounds to us very strange that after what she was willing to sacrifice herself because she was not sure that Yaakov is going to marry her. After Leah is there. It could happen that in the morning we'll see, oh, it's Leah, okay. Okay, that's Leah, I stay with Leah, and Rachel lost it. You play the game with me, you'll pay for it. You were a part of this game. So you stay out, I don't want you. So she risked everything for her sister. And then God doesn't give her children. Very strange. But all of it is like, we have to understand, everything is, it's not the outside story, it's what's inside. Because we all know,
the inside, she has six kids.
Yes. No, I'm saying that's we have to understand why. The question is why. Why, after all Rachel did, she is the one who's only bringing two children. And nevertheless, she dies at the second one.
Yeah, and she had a lot of children.
And she's getting, and she's getting buried on the way. Why did this happen to her? Because that is her job. We don't understand everything right on the spot, but in the long run, we realize it. She's there waiting for us to come back. In other words, she's got a very important part in the redemption, and when the Geula is going to come.
Except that we didn't come back that way. We don't come back that way where she's buried.
This also, we're talking about again about places and things. Again, we're talking about the idea behind it. But it's also a beautiful story with a lot of things to learn. And the thing is that we have to understand that we're reading Torah. It's not just a story about two sisters getting married to Yaakov and having a fight between them and all this. It's much more in it. That's why we learn it. What the main lesson is to understand, that's the ladder. To understand that what we have to do here in this world is to connect the physical part with the spiritual part. And we can do it only if we have our legs on earth and our mind to heaven. Shkoyech.
Amen.